Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Let's welcome Jennifer Lee Chan from NBC Sports Bay Area, longtime 49ers insider. The Trey Lance chapter is closed, Jennifer. He's done. He's gone. What's your reaction to his trade to Dallas?
Just from a human standpoint, I'm bummed for Trey Lance because he didn't really get a fair shot in San Francisco. And I think as a number 3 overall pick in the draft, it's just there's so much pressure. And he just got bad break after bad break, literally with his finger, his rookie year, and then his foot the second year. Now he's finally healthy. And Brock Purdy is the guy who is the one to beat. And, you know, he's shown that he can be a winner. So it's just tough for Trey Lance because all the pressure on him. And I think no one really knows what his potential, his full potential is because he hasn't been able to show it. Always wish him the best. And I think, you know, maybe it'll be a good opportunity for him just to turn over a new leaf. I think he's a great guy. He's a good locker room guy. I don't think anyone has anything bad to say about him from the 49ers organization other than the fact that he just couldn't beat out those two guys to be the starter or the number 2.
At what point did you realize this was a distinct possibility?
It came down to the fact that it started looking like in the first 2 preseason games that Sam Darnold had a better grasp and was less hesitant. And even though Trey Lance was given a good shot, that, you know, he was tentative. There was one drive that was really good at the end of the Broncos game where he threw 6 passes complete in a row and was great. And he looked like he was making decisions well, but through 2 preseason games for that last drive to be the one that really stood out and looked like he was actually finally getting to the groove of things. You know, I don't know if that's enough to beat out Sam Darnold, who, while, you know, his sample size is huge, it might not be the best, but, you know, he's got so much more game experience. I think that made a big difference.
The last time that you and I spoke, Jennifer, he was confident. He was more comfortable. He was finally healthy. Mm-hmm. When you think about these last couple months, what happened to him in terms of competing with Sam?
I think it's just with Sam Darnold having so much more NFL experience, college experience, Trey Lance, I think, was a little bit tentative when he got on the field in a game. And you think about how much time he has in real game experience. He only had 1 year at North Dakota State, which is, you know, they dominated every team they played. And whereas Brock Purdy, Sam Darnold had a lot of college experience. They both have a lot of snaps under their belt. I think that makes a big difference when you get, you know, under the big lights. He just looked like, while he was healthy and confident in practice, I think also when guys are coming back from injuries like that, there is a hesitation. We've talked to so many guys who've come back from ACL injuries or Achilles injuries, and it takes them a while to get their feet back underneath him. And I think maybe that was part of it. Obviously, we didn't talk to him exactly about what his confidence level was. He said he was fine, but I think it's always different when the lights are on and you're in front of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, millions of viewers per se, and it just kind of gave him a little pause. But he started to look good towards the end of that second game, the preseason game against the Broncos. So I just hope it continues for him.
We're spending a few minutes with Jennifer Lee Chan, who's the Niners beat writer for NBC Sports in the Bay Area, as their quarterback story takes yet another turn. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So we'll talk about Brock Purdy. But this was a guy that both Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, they agreed, they moved up to get. Is this them admitting a mistake?
Both of them said during this past weekend after the trade happened that, you know, hey, we believe in him. We still believe in him, but they took their shot and it just didn't work out. Maybe Trey Lance's story, I just don't think it's done yet. It may just be done with the 49ers. And I think that if Brock Purdy hadn't played so well, I think things would be completely different. They may have still gotten Sam Darnold, but maybe Trey Lance would be the starter again. I mean, they gave him the starting position last year at the beginning of 2022. He was going to be the starter until he got hurt. So they have a lot of confidence in him. I think they realized that if he was a raw talent, that he was going to take a lot of coaching. But, man, the finger injury that happened in the preseason game of his rookie year really set him back a lot. I mean, he wasn't able to straighten his finger all the way, and you need that index finger on your throwing hand to throw a football, and he didn't have it. It totally messed up his mechanics. He had to learn how to throw with his middle finger being the last thing to touch a football, and I think that really hampered his growth. And, you know, just so many different things happened to lead him to the path of being a Dallas Cowboy, which is so, so bizarre, really.
Yes.
Think about all things. Of all teams, the Dallas Cowboys. Just a kind of a tornado of events that happened that set him on this path, which, you know, hopefully it ends up being a good one for him, but it just didn't work out with the Niners.
Okay, so then Trey Lance, as you point out, is on another team now, and I agree, hoping the best for him, that he does get a shot in which he can prove himself, but it's moving forward with Brock. How does Brock look? We're just days away from the start of the actual NFL season. Games that count.
Yes, that's crazy, right? He looks great. He looks like he did last year, maybe a little even, you know, better, but he's very measured. He's, you know, he's got his timing down. He's confident. He sees, you know, what he's supposed to do out there. He's making good decisions. He's also letting it rip. I mean, he has thrown some interceptions in practice, which Kyle Shanahan is, you know, you never want a guy to throw an interception, but the fact that he's taking risks and, like they said, letting it rip, he's not being, conservative. He's taking risks to make big plays, and it's paid off, you know, here and there and a few interceptions, but he'd rather have him get it out of his system now than later. But I mean, Brock Purdy is the leader of this football team, and it's crazy for him to be, you know, 23 years old, to have so much star power on this offense, and they all just, they love him and the way he is a leader. And I mean, even what Brock Purdy said about Trey Lance, you know, they spoke before Trey Lance left, before that last preseason game, and said, hey, man, I love you and wish nothing but the best for you. And he said that the reason he is where he is in large part due to Trey Lance and his openness and his, you know, sharing of wisdom while he was the starting quarterback and while Trey Lance was recovering from his foot injury last year.
It would be such an aberration, at least since Kyle and John got to the Bay Area, if they could get through an entire season with one quarterback. Even two, Jennifer. For goodness sakes, they've had a revolving door since those two guys took over and got to the Bay Area. Somehow they managed to survive without it, but it's not been a staple of their tenure.
It's crazy how many quarterbacks they've had under center. It's been largely due to injury. And it's not because, I know Kyle Shanahan has gotten a bad rap amongst fans for putting quarterbacks in harm's way, but honestly, it's been random fluky accidents that have happened that have caused guys to be injured and then out for an extended period of time. I mean, no one can blame Kyle Shanahan for, you know, Trey Lance's foot being stepped on or ankle being twisted. I've always said that part of teams making it deep in the playoffs is a little bit of luck, because injuries make a huge difference in how a team performs.
So if we're not talking about quarterback, if that's stable, what are the expectations for this offense, Jennifer?
I think they're pretty high, but, you know, another big question on their roster right now is on special teams. The guys who always are out there putting points on the board, the kickers, they've got both kickers. They have two kickers, which is weird for one, that on their 90-man roster. They're going to have to do cut down. Both of them are out with injuries. So Jake Moody strained his quad last week in practice. And then during warm-ups, oh, cool, they have a second kicker. Well, Zane Gonzalez strains his calf muscle, and he's out for more than a week. So he's out for weeks. So both of them are questionable for week one in Pittsburgh versus the Steelers. So they may have to go out and grab another kicker on a temporary basis and until these guys are healthy.
Of course, there has to be an Achilles heel. What's the mood, the attitude, maybe the feel as they get so close to their season opener?
You know, I think it's really positive. I think they've got, you know, a lot of their star players, again, that supporting cast around Brock Purdy. It's so, I mean, you look at who they have. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, I think if you're a fantasy football player, that's the guy that you want to take at the top, because he's not just going to run the ball. He's also going to catch passes. So if you're in a PPR league, that's who you get, because Christian McCaffrey is going to be a huge part of this offense. But then, you know, you also have Deebo Samuel, who said, I'm never going to put anything on film like I did last year. So he's set to have a huge season. And Brandon Ayuk is playing for his next contract. So you've got all these guys who are really just ready to go, not to mention George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk, mm-hmm. and a really good offensive line. So that offense is really good. I think the big thing now is getting Nick Bosa signed to a contract, because that is going to be a huge deal maker or breaker for this team.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. That's where I was going. Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports Bay Area with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. What is the latest with the contract negotiations between the Niners and Nick Bosa?
I did hear from someone pretty high up in the organization that talks are heating up. So there is a lot more communication, which is interesting, because that essentially means that there was not a lot of communication before. So things are ramping up communication-wise. John Lynch spoke about it in his press conference over the weekend that, you know, he thinks it'll be done by week one. But you know, you always wonder, how long does a player need to be in football shape? Because Nick Bosa obviously is always in great shape, but being in football shape is different. Taking hits, he never has played in a preseason game since he's been with the 49ers, but he's practiced against Trent Williams, practiced against, you know, the offensive line. So at least you're taking, you know, he'd be taking hits. His body would be moving in odd ways just because that's what happens in football. The thing that, you know, kind of worries everybody just a little bit is those soft tissue injuries that happen when guys haven't played football in a long time.
Right. Is it purely money, or is there something else?
There's no word about what this dispute is. I would think it's money, because he's going to be paid a ton. I mean, just a huge amount of money. I think he said that it, you know, not necessarily the goal to be the highest paid player outside of, you know, a quarterback, but you know that with how well he's played and being the defensive player of the year last season, that's really what he deserves. He's really young. He's got a lot of football in front of him. He's incredibly talented. I would say that between him and Christian McCaffrey, who are the most talented players on the team, it's kind of a toss-up.
Even if Nick Bosa is not on the field, what are the strong suits on the defensive side of the ball?
Oh, I think it's Fred Warner, for sure. And, you know, you look at the defensive front, Eric Armstead, and the fact that they got Javon Hargrave in the middle there, I think that the defensive front is great. With Nick Bosa there, it could, you know, it's more elite. Now, Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw, the linebackers, I think those guys are just, they're so good together. I think they're, you know, putting themselves up to be one of the best linebacking duos in the league. I think one of their weak spots, though, at this point is their nickelback. So they had Jimmy Ward last year. They had Kaywan Williams before that. It's going to be a new guy this year. And Isaiah Oliver is, I think, the guy that they will probably have in there. But he has kind of fluctuated how good he's played in practice and in preseason games. But after the last one, Kyle Shanahan said they're very pleased with him. But if they don't go with him, then there's kind of this big question. Diamador Lenore has been playing well at cornerback on the outside, but do you take a young cornerback who's just getting his confidence up and move him to the inside to a new position? I don't know. I think that's what they've talked about as an option. I just don't know if that's great for a young player's confidence. So I think that's their question mark on defense.
First game is on the road at Pittsburgh, which is a fun place to start. That's coming up in week number one. What else stands out about the schedule as they run through the first 8 weeks without a break?
The first 3 weeks are going to be tough, because the week one is Pittsburgh Steelers. Week two is the Los Angeles Rams. And while, you know, they may be in kind of a rebuilding or up, you know, trying to get better, the fact that what I mentioned with that nickel position being in question and facing Cooper Kupp could be a big deal. And then right after that, in week three, is a Thursday night game against the New York Giants. That's their home opener on a Thursday night. So it's three really tough games right back to back. And, you know, they get that mini bye after that Thursday game. But I think going from the Rams to the New York Giants on a Thursday, that's a tough three-game stretch to open up the season.
And the first two being on the road, even though L.A. is not that far away still. Your,
right.
Your first two are away from your own stadium, as you point out, a home opener on a Thursday. Though a lot of excitement, should be a lot of buzz. So then, are you ready, Jennifer?
I mean, I guess as ready as I can be, right? I mean, it's coming whether we want it to or not. So it will be good to see games that count and to see, you know, what happens to this roster on Tuesday, cut down day, and then will they get Nick Bosa signed, and how soon does it get it done? Do they get it done? So lots of news still happening, and they continue to be just an interesting team to cover.
Oh, yeah. Never a dull moment. And it's crazy that this team, with its questions and its, I don't want to call it drama all the time, but plenty to talk about, it's still been to back-to-back NFC Championship games.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, they're going to be contenders, but it's not without some, you know, some ups and downs and some roller coaster rides along the way.
Yes. All right. So we're getting set. You can find Jennifer on Twitter at Jennifer Lee Chan. Covers the Niners, one of our faves to have here on the show from NBC Sports Bay Area. And we'll, of course, talk to you again. But let's hope it's not about quarterback, Jennifer.
Sounds good, Amy. Thanks so much for having me on.
Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
This receiver trio is just is scary, and it does start with Scary Terry himself. He's good, man. And I it's just, can we get normal quarterback play for this guy
for
once in his career? Because you're right. I mean, yeah, no shade to ODU's finest Taylor Heinicke, but he was literally a backup quarterback in the XFL, and he's probably the best player that Washington has rolled out at quarterback in Terry's career.
Subscribe to Reception Perception, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.